The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, hello there, y'all. Sure, you betcha. Well, we don't really have to talk that North Dakotan, do we? 6 minutes after, this is what's on your mind. Just around the corner from the Talk Radio Town Hall, Congressman Kevin Cramer, 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Or if you're in Bismarck, Mandan, it's not as many digits to dial, it's 701-258-0550. And, of course, you can email anytime, studio at whatsyourmindradio.com, or the record line if you just want to, you know, dine and dash kind of thing with your call. 1-855-200-1776 anytime. 1-855-200-1776. Option one will get you right into the recording. Before we get to the congressman, Donald's been holding on, listening to K-Fire 550 in Bismarck. Donald, what's it on your mind today?
Regarding a single language for the whole country, adopting Spanish or any other language reduces the efficiencies of things all over. And right now, with so many of these Latinos, of course, Spanish, why accommodate them with Spanish as used here and there? The thing that really comes up is when you read the Constitution, it's in English. If your first language is not English, how can that mean as much to someone who has English as their first language?
I think we have the First Amendment. I think we can have whatever language people speak, and I guess we're probably not going to end up with an official language. I could play devil's advocate here and say, why didn't we all speak Lakota or something? Because once upon a time, English was not the dominant language. But still, it's a thought anyway. Brian, listening to K-Fire 550 in Jimmytown. Brian, what is on your mind?
Jimmytown, that's just the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh, come on. We kind of used to, you know, lightheartedly here on K-Fire 550 call you guys Jimmytown. Don't tell anybody from over there, but yeah, that's a secret.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a story with you guys. It's nothing to do with politics or anything, but last week I was at work, and I went into an account of mine, and I came back out. Somebody had snapped the antenna off of my work pickup. And it didn't dawn on me until I went to turn the radio on, and the 550 station would not come in. I couldn't hear you guys for nothing. And it was kind of irritating. And I'm listening to What's on Your Mind, and I just remembered that AM 1100, the flag carries that show as well. So I started listening to 1100, and then in the afternoon at, 2 o'clock, that Leon Francis comes on. And I'm kind of thankful for the guy who broke my antenna, because I never would have known about Leon Francis' show, and it's pretty good. So,
well, we look forward to having Leon on the network even more. But does that mean you're never, ever going to listen to the K-Fire Cafe again? Is that it? Or?
No. I enjoy listening to the cafe, but Leon Francis, he definitely knows how to stir the pot. So maybe you could take a few notes from him, Todd. No offense. Love your
No, none anything, taken. But, and I don't pretend to have the same kind of show either. But yeah, I don't get to listen to Leon because I'm, you know, generally on at the same time. I'm going to have to roll some tape, as they used to say, and get something that way. But I appreciate the heads up there, Brian. And because I don't pretend to be even passable, let alone good. But when somebody says, here, sit in this chair and babble, then that's what happens. Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate that. 10 past 10, hanging out for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Tell you what, before we sneak the congressman on and your questions, Mary's listening to AM 1100, the flag, headed toward Minn on Interstate 94. Drive carefully there, Mary.
Yes, thank you.
What's on your mind today?
I just had mile marker 200, and I just wanted to thank your great state for having a nice, smooth road. I chose to go North Dakota over South Dakota because you don't have as many bumps.
Wow, that, you know what, we need to save this call too, because those, that is good information, because you know what, I tell you what, drive in Michigan someday, you want to drive on a nasty set of roads, and they make cars over there. Why, you think they'd make better roads over there? Although I suppose it's one, if you can make a car drive smoothly in Michigan, you know, on Michigan roads, then it'll probably drive smoothly in North or South Dakota. But,
well, what I was calling for is, I would like to have people stop bringing their animals into the grocery store if they are not a serviced animal. It is my pet peeve when you put your dog or cat into my grocery cart.
Oh, my God. Where are they doing this?
Yeah.
And I agree. I mean, service animals is one thing. Really? Where? I've never seen that in a Walmart here in Bismarck, but where?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And it's awful.
Oh, that is kind of gross.
At least Walmart does have the wipes that you can wipe out the inside of your grocery cart to take off germs. So you can clean your grocery cart when you take it. But they cannot kick out. They will not kick out a person that has their animal with them if they say it's a service animal, even though it's a little yep-yep that really is not a service animal.
I did have a friend that used to go around the Skyway buildings in downtown Minneapolis with his dog, and he just put on sunglasses and lied to everybody and say it was a service animal. But it's really creepy to have in the shopping cart with your own produce and stuff. Reason why you should wash off all those vegetables and all that stuff.
Exactly.
But
I would like to have a program across America to please stop having animals go into grocery stores unless they are marked a service animal. And you have to license it.
I kind of thought that was the law of the land, but all right. Well, Mary.
No, it's not. Not for Walmart.
Okay. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call. Congressman Kevin Cramer is on for the Talk Radio Town Hall. No, I'm not going to suspend the congressman. Are you kidding? He can have me towed and jailed and stuff like that. I can do that kind of stuff to Hannon, but not to Cramer.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Am I off suspension, or are you deciding at the fair tomorrow?
Decide at the fair.
That'd probably be better. Let him come.
I've already made the executive decision. This is the part where you listen and I talk here.
I got it.
And then you still talk. Look at you. If you're ever on the stand for your own trial, I hope your lawyer realizes that you're not going to be able to be a good witness for yourself. Because we want to help out the NBI guys, I'm not going to suspend you today, but you're off the show tomorrow. That's all there is to it. All right. Now, the congressman is here. The congressman's got better things to do with his time than to listen to you and me. So let's get the callers and let's get the congressman on.
That's a very good idea. Congressman Kevin Cramer, welcome back to What's on Your Mind in the Talk Radio Town Hall. How are you?
Well, I'm very well, thank you. I'm sitting in my office on what is a shaping up to be a very busy week in Congress between, as you might have noticed about an hour ago, the Department of Transportation announced their comprehensive proposed rulemaking for the safe transportation of crude oil and flammable materials, and released new data on Bakken crude to support their increased safety measures. And so we're just sort of pouring through that now. I've read the executive summary this morning and trying to make some heads and tails of that. I did have a nice visit last evening with Cynthia Quarterman, who is the director of the Pipeline Hazardous Material Safety Administration over at DOT. And so we're pouring through that. And then, of course, just a bunch of issues, not the least of which is this border crisis, this humanitarian crisis on our southern border. So we had quite a session this morning with all the Republican members and the speaker on what's the latest on that and how we're going to deal with that moving forward. And then the veterans scandal continues, and the Senate continues to want to add to the bureaucracy while we're trying to streamline it so that we can get veterans help. They're attending our VA hospitals and are in need of care. So some big things this week.
I don't know if you can hear the noise in the background. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Do you hear that little popping noise, Kevin?
Yeah, it sounds like you're typing on a manual typewriter.
Well, those don't exist anymore, but it's a popcorn machine. just so you know, we got a little organized chaos here today, but actually it's just another day in the Bakken, quite honestly, and the people at MBI have been phenomenal. And I'm actually very glad that Todd suspended me for tomorrow. My first choice is to spend the day with Alex at the lake because it's his birthday. Our oldest son is 18 tomorrow. So it was a well-timed suspension, but my second choice, and the next time he suspends me, I'm just going to come out and hang out with Jennifer at MBI and eat popcorn all day because this is unbelievable.
Wow. I love popcorn. It's like one of my favorite foods.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've been with you before when you have popcorn. And
yeah.
they all say, please tell Congressman Kevin Cramer hi. So just so you know, they just all say that.
Well, hi to all of them.
What would you like to say back?
Hi to all of them, and I would say guard the popcorn machine if Hennon's in the room.
And he said,
amen.
He said he's going to tell Jim Arthod that Jennifer really deserves a big raise. That's what he just said, just so you know. But anyway, we're going to get serious, get to the calls who are waiting, and some folks still waiting to chat, so we will do that. Congressman Kevin Cramer, it's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Every Wednesday is with us. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In Watford City, North Dakota. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those communities in the Bakken that just gets it done day in and day out. Does chaos happen here on an occasional basis? Of course. We've lived a little bit of it ourselves this morning, but it's a get-it-done kind of place. It really is. And you can live 3 miles away and take 25 minutes to get there one day, and it'll take you five the next. But what I always say is it's just beautiful. And so chaos
when you're surrounded by beautiful is pretty darn good. Our talk radio town hall continues. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Todd Mitchell is here. And the most importantly, we want to hear from you. I'm going to cut out of this conversation a little bit and let Kevin just chat with the callers. And I think Joel has waited the longest, but we welcome all of you to get in line and ask your questions of Congressman Kevin Cramer at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Joel, take it away for Congressman Cramer.
Yeah, hey, Congressman Cramer. Thank you for taking my call. I got your letter yesterday, and I appreciate the handwritten note on there.
Oh, yeah, well, I think we did something like 47,000 of them last year, but I really do like to sign my own letters, and it kills a lot of time on the airplane, and it allows me to see what's on people's minds as I look at every name and try to sign a personal note to everybody. So thanks for noticing.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Now, my point today is, listen, I just read a news story and watched a news story on Fox News, and other news agencies are also reporting this. John Kerry and President Obama are going to give Hamas $47 million in aid. Enough is enough.
Yes.
I mean, the Palestinians get more per capita in U.S. foreign aid than any other place on earth. And what do they do with it? They buy missiles. And they buy rockets, and they start trouble. And I mean, how much more of this are we going to put up with? You know, $47 million, sir, could go a heck of a long way in this border crisis.
Yes, it would.
How many homeless vets could be helped and taken care of with $47 million?
A whole
how
bunch.
Much? I mean, this has got to stop, sir. I mean, my friends are just enraged at the idea that we're going to promote and provide the missiles and bombs that are going to keep hitting Israel.
There's absolutely no line here. Yeah, I'm 100% with you on this. And there's a lot of outrage in Congress as well over the same issue. And I have a hard time imagining them getting that kind of funding through the Congress if it has to come up for an appropriations again. Of course, the president has other pots of money that he continues to deal with. But there's no question we're all very, very upset about it. And one of the things that I'm concerned about, and as I see this thing played out, this issue played out, is that people, especially a lot of the media sources, and sort of create a moral equivalent between Hamas and Israel, and somehow Israel's right to defend itself is always neglected and negated and ignored, if not downright opposed. So I completely agree. I remember it was John Kerry. I was actually in Israel a little over, well, about a year and a half ago now, almost a year ago, I should say, when they began the peace talks, and John Kerry was there, and General Casey and a number of others and diplomats. And I met with Israeli leaders as well as Palestinian leaders, and it was clear that the peace process was more, you know, they always want to try, of course, but, you know, we're in the middle of supposedly helping, John Kerry supposedly helping with the peace process, while at the same time Hamas is shooting at Israel, and Israel simply defending itself and has every right to do so.
Yes, sir.
And we shouldn't be funding the attacks by Hamas. You're exactly right.
Well, let's cut the purse strings then. Cut them off.
That's the place to do it.
I mean, do it. Well, the American people are with you, sir.
Thank you.
We're fed up. We're tired of this. It's one thing after another with this administration, and it's gotten to a point where you're on the verge of seeing civil unrest. You're going to see people in mass stop paying taxes and stop supporting this government if they don't start doing right by the people. And I'm not chastising you, Congressman.
No. And listen, I'm listening to you because I believe it, and I sense it, and I hear it myself. And Joe, as much as you see it, I talk to members of Congress from other places in the country where they're even more upset, where the people are even, there's even more unrest because they're not even as civil as we are in North Dakota. So, and we're among the most civil people I know.
Yes, sir. Well, it's coming. So,
all right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
I appreciate the comments.
And just so you know, we're just going to let the callers and Kevin, just because of a technical issue here today, go. It's easier without the delay. The next call,
okay.
Another's welcome at 800-228-0550. And Kevin, for your purposes, we have about 3 minutes left before we'll have to wrap up this conversation and the call next. So, Al, you're on with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Yes, what I'm wondering about is when we're going to be doing something about the corruption in this administration, specifically IRS, because now it seems that all the destroyed computer chips are only for the nonprofit organization checking group, and it's spreading now into EPA. They're losing chips there, and the corruption is just spreading. It seems like the government is deliberately doing this, and they want to have unrest. Where are the honest FBI agents, the honest judges? Where's some honesty at all?
You know, Al raises a very interesting point. Al, thank you for that. You might note that just today, moments ago, within the last hour, I believe, or at least last hour and a half, in the Oversight Committee, an IRS official, or maybe a former official, testified that Lois Lerner's hard drive was actually not destroyed. It was scratched. And that in fact there are some more honest people, some more whistleblowers coming forward little by little, saying, well, there some of the copies of these might be here, some copies of these emails might be there, even to the point where it was probably about a week ago where the FBI did in fact announce that they are investigating the Lois Lerner and the other IRS officials loss of emails as part of a criminal investigation. Now, you have to remember, this is after the President of the United States stated emphatically on national television that there's not even a smidgen of corruption at the IRS. And here we have now finally, I think, Al, you pointed to something. There's a real conflict now between the conscientious, decent people in these agencies and the top, the corruption at the top, and that's going to crack, and it's starting to crack little by little. And so we have to keep the pressure on, as you know, we continue to have oversight hearings, and we have several this week, in fact.
Right.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate that call. I'm sorry, you have more to say?
One thing is I understood that the Sergeant of Arms has the power to arrest. Why can't Lois Lerner and head of the Justice Department be arrested?
The Sergeant of Arms can arrest somebody that's a threat to Congress or to a threat to a member of Congress, like a physical threat in the Capitol grounds or in the Capitol area. But the Sergeant of Arms doesn't have the ability to, on behalf of Congress, go arrest somebody and bring them to justice, if you will. All we can do is make our strong recommendations to the Justice Department. And speaking of corruption, and it's up to them to carry out the enforcement of the laws. I wish we could. We will be, as you probably know, next week we'll probably be voting on the rule to move forward with the suing of the president, the House of Representatives suing the president over his changing the Health Care Act at whim. And that'll be an interesting test of the standing of Congress with regard to the executive branch.
Indeed. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall is on your calls, 1-800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Todd Mitchell, and I'll be live from the North Dakota State Fair on a scot-free because he's on suspension day. That'll be coming up tomorrow, so look for me by the toll ring, guys. I'll be hanging out with the Game and Fish guys later this afternoon, bringing plenty of free tickets and stuff, so come find me. Talk Radio Town Hall, Congressman Kevin Cramer, and Scott out in Watford City today.
I am in Watford City at MBI Energy Services, and we really thank the good folks from MBI for hosting us here today in Watford City. We'll be back next week, by the way, looking forward to... Actually, the folks from Watford City are bringing in some distinguished guests. They're going to tour around, and we're going to visit with them a little bit about that and back here on the 30th next week. But appreciate the hospitality of the good folks, Jim Arthod and his whole team here, Tony Hawk and Jeff Comer, Louis Leathers, and my two new favorite, I hope, executives at MBI Energy Services, Corey and Jennifer. Back to the phones. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. You got a half an hour with your congressman. He's generous enough to give us an entire hour every week, and we have some calls that came in before the show. And let's see. Let's start with the first one from the 721 number. It's 701-258-0550. When you call, press 1. And you can leave a message just like this. Go ahead.
My comment is for Kevin Cramer. First of all, I'd like to thank you, sir, for being available to us. But the reason I called is I heard Sinner's ad the other day, or his news thing, saying that you had missed 11% of your meetings or whatever, and that was unbelievable, or you know, not the way it should be. Same old rhetoric that these Democrats use, always telling lies and calling people names, and evidently he's a chip off the old block by the way he acts. I hope people are smart enough not to vote for him. Thank you, sir.
Well, what I might just say to that, I appreciate the call. The 11% he's referring to, by the way, he's taken one day of votes and taken a small time frame in, you know, that one day is in. That is a 3-month time frame, and said he missed 11% of the votes in these 3 months, which was, like I said, one day where rather than being in the House of Representatives on that particular day, having scanned all the votes and knowing how the turnout was going to be, and my specific vote, North Dakota specific vote, wasn't going to change the outcome. I chose instead to be with the head of the Forest Service, meeting with farmers and ranchers in western North Dakota as a member of the ranking committee that has oversight of the Forest Service and the rangelands and the grazing permits with North Dakota's ranchers. Seemed like a higher priority. I still think it was a higher priority, and sometimes you have to make those calls. But certainly the work of a congressman is not simply to show up in the chamber and vote every day. It's a 24/7 job, and I do my best to cover all the territory as best I can. And sometimes I'm not everywhere that I should be, and not sometimes I can't be, and no time can I be in two places at once.
I'm just kind of, you've explained yourself and why you made that decision, and as an example, I'm just curious of, you know, a member of the legislature, for example, if you're in the state senate, are you expected to be there for every vote, for every meeting? Do you think that's a fair judge of a particular candidate?
Sure. You know, I think it's certainly one of the main jobs of any legislator is to cast your constituents' votes. I do think when you're the only member from the entire House of, you know, from a state, In the entire House of Representatives, you have additional responsibilities that others don't have. There are seven of us that represent an entire state. And so that consequently you have, you know, that larger role of larger ombudsman role. You have all the associations and stakeholders and things that help you be a better member on behalf of the people that you represent. So there's probably more responsibilities that go along with that. And you just have to make those judgment calls as you go. And if you really know your legislation well and you know what's on the floor at any given time and you're very familiar, as I am, as I study all of it very hard, then you're able to make those judgment calls based on the priorities that best suit your, most important to your constituents. So I've not looked at, you know, the George Sinner's record, frankly, in that regard. It's not something that interests me a heck of a lot. Frankly, I think that the judgment of the member really is a more holistic, and that is, what have you accomplished on behalf of your constituents? You know, what progress has been made with the challenges that face the country and that face your district or your state in our case. And by that measure, I'm happy to make the case.
All right, let's get back to the calls. And calling from Bismarck is John, listening on 550K Fire for Congressman Kramer. Turn your radio down, John, and take it away for the congressman.
Yeah, what I was wondering is what your reasoning is for backing the representative from Utah's legislation on stripping OIG of their authority and their arrest authority, when in fact they go through the same training as FBI, U.S. Marshals, and actually go to the same facilities as the U.S. Marshals for their training.
Sure. Well, a couple of things, and I'd have to pull up the specific legislation to see specifically what you're referencing, but I do have a general concern about what I call the militarization of our federal agencies. We are seeing more and more federal agencies. U.S. Department of Agriculture, for example, is one, and many, almost all of them, for that matter, that have legitimate inspectors and some legitimate law enforcement, if you say, will, responsibilities. But we've seen in recent years an arming of those officers and of those security personnel and all these other agencies at an alarming rate, at a rate that has actually affected the marketplace of ammunition, as an example. And so in an effort to rein some of that in, we have been, you know, fairly aggressive in the House at, you know, reevaluating the arrest policies and whatnot of the various agencies that are not specifically law enforcement agencies. Remember, even an OIG, and that's an Office of Inspector General, for those of you that don't know the language that we speak out here, they have access to the other federal law enforcement should they need that type of protection that they can utilize. So we're just trying to, you know, bring the federal government a little more into compliance with the will of the people.
Use of their arrest authority is going to help this country?
Their arrest authority? No, what we're trying to do is that they have the opportunity, if an arrest needs to be made, an inspector general can certainly contact the appropriate arresting agencies to assist in than that, rather than give everybody, every inspector general, every agency, a whole bunch of police authorities, if you will. The federal government has plenty of policing authorities and doesn't need to have any more.
What would happen in the effect of an OIG agent who had to go out and conduct interviews? You want them to rely on FBI agents, for example, to come and help them? There wouldn't be enough manpower.
No, but you rather than super policing, if you will, giving police authorities to all of these other agencies, what I'm saying is you can conduct your business in a manner that's not as I'm trying to think of the right word, but it's not as militaristic, if you will. We've just seen such a hyper-militarization of our federal agencies in recent years, and it's quite concerning. And it's quite concerning to a lot of people. And so,
well,
we monitor it, you know, every case by case, every agency, you know, and we want to make sure that it's reined in properly and that people aren't put at undue risk, obviously. But these agencies have taken a little bit of authority and gone way overboard with so much of it. But I have to look at the specific legislation you're referring to, but in general, that's my position on it because we've seen a lot of this and we've dealt with it in various agencies.
Okay, well, I will just say that I respectfully completely disagree with you on this.
Sure.
And if you're going to try and take the arrest authority away from thousands of agents who are diligently doing their jobs just because FBI or U.S. Marshal or DEA has a different logo, that's going to cause a lot of issues with a lot of federal agencies.
Sure. No, I appreciate that, and I certainly appreciate the feedback and would welcome further discussion about it, quite honestly, as we monitor more agencies and see what's happening. But I appreciate the call.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks,
John. Appreciate it. Isn't it nice just to have that,
It was a very good, got a very important point, Scott, and we wrestle with it on a regular basis, but really we are seeing just such, the pendulum just swings too far sometimes, I guess, and so we have to sort of pull it back. But no, I think he's got very important points.
I would just tell our listeners that we're not going to have the luxury of letting every caller go as long back and forth with the congressman there as we did there. But as it happens, there's not a caller right behind him ready to go. And that's just a reminder. If you want to ask a question, we'll put you in line. We'll put you in a queue. But we're not going to be afraid to, let the congressman go until the caller says, I'm done. Goodbye. And I think those two disagreed. But that's the best way to do this. And we will when we have the time. So let's take a call that came in off air earlier for Congressman Kramer about immigration. Go ahead and roll that.
Hi, this is Tom from Bismarck, and this is for Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Tom.
There's no way I believe this border problem is a spontaneous event. Somebody is encouraging it, organizing it, and funding it. If we have to arrange the transportation on this end, once they overwhelm us, somebody's having to do it on the other end. And people are just handing over their kids. Not very likely. The ones that get here, they've got diseases, there's violent criminals. What is being done to seal the border? It needs to be done now. Have a good day.
All right, now, Tom, from Bismarck, I want to give you a chance to answer him, Kevin. I just want to give you a heads up before you start. We only have about 90 seconds. So
I'll do it quickly, and then if we have to do it more later. Because this is the issue of the day, and he's right on point. I don't know how organized the effort is, but I can tell you that, Representative Kay Granger, who heads up the workforce on this, working group on this particular issue, briefed all of us today. A plan has been released today, a Republican plan to deal with it, and it's right down the priorities that Tom listed. But the first thing she said is, having met with the presidents of Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, the first question they asked is, do you want these children back or do you want them left in the United States? And all of them said, we absolutely want our children back. And what they've said, the number one reason, and we've questioned lots of people, the number one reason these children are coming to the United States is because America has sent them a message that if you come here, you will be taken in and your families can follow. And consequently, parents have been spending thousands. They've paid people thousands of dollars to take their children to the United States of America with the hope that they're going to follow. So we've got to secure the border, and we're going to, there'll be a bill up that will do exactly that. That's part of this supplemental, and so it'll probably require a little longer explanation, Scott. But I think it's one people ought to hear this week, because we'll probably take it up for a vote next week once we've sort of digest through it all, because we've gone through the president's proposal and whittled it down to its reality.
How about this? We have TJ and Dickinson, TJ and Leonard and Dickinson, TJ and Bismarck, and an off-air caller on Obamacare. We'll get through those quickly, and we'll give you the last 1 minute so folks know what they need to do this week. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The tech office putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their applications. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota. And the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall. TJ, listening to K-Fire 550 in Bismarck. TJ, what is on your mind?
Good morning,
gentlemen.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Excellent, thank you.
Good. Hey, I just want to agree with you that we need less militarization of our police forces in this country. I think it's getting to a point where it's getting alarming. I'd like to see less of that, and I'd like to see Congress start to do something to rein in some of these agencies that think that they need to have armored vehicles and think that they need to be, equipped like SWAT teams and stuff like that. Out in the western part of the state there in the national grasslands, there's, armed agents going around out there, patrolling roads, and that's the jurisdiction of the county sheriff, not of the Forest Service. I just like to encourage you to continue to try to rein these agencies in.
I appreciate that, and we want to do it, respectfully, and we certainly don't want to put people at unnecessary risk, but at the same time, we do have law enforcement agencies, and then we have regulatory agencies, and they're not necessarily the same.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call, TJ. Thanks very much. We're short on time, so we're just going to go as quick as we can. Tammy in Burke County, less than a minute for question and answer. What's on your mind?
Okay, first I want to thank Mr. Kramer for giving us his time. What's on my mind is the railroad safety. I wonder if anybody's ever thought, there's a lot of vegetation along the railroad track. If there is some way that they could, be required to maintain that, especially in the small towns. So if there ever is an accident, it'd be easier to control a fire, make it not such a fire hazard.
Boy, Tammy, that's a great point. We will absolutely follow up with that to make sure that there is the appropriate, dealing with the right of way and whatnot, so that any fuel, if you will, any additional fuel in the form of tall grasses and weeds and things like that are maintained properly. It's a great point. And they're already, that may be part of a rule now, but we'll certainly check into it. I suspect you've seen the evidence that that's not necessarily the way it's done.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've noticed a lot in some of the smaller towns for sure. Maybe not the bigger ones, but the smaller ones seem to have a lot of trouble, having them keep that cleaned up. And I thank you once again for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tammy. Great suggestion.
Thank you. We're going to call this the lightning round from now on. 1 minute for a question and answer. Leonard Dickinson, you're up for Congressman Kramer.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Leonard.
During the Vietnam War, we killed hundreds of thousands of innocent people, children, women. And here we have this idiot down in Fort Hood, Texas, that killed 13 of our military people. And he's still breathing. Why?
Well, there's a lot of debate about that. Remember that the Justice Department chose to treat that tragedy, first of all, as a workplace violence issue, as opposed to a terrorist event, which greatly hamstrung the law enforcement officials and the military and its ability to even properly prosecute the perpetrator in that situation. So right from the very beginning, we've had a misread, in my view anyway, of what exactly that issue was. So it's a culture shift that's taken place at the very top of our government right now, and it's there for another 2.5 years at least, and hopefully it can be changed before this is all over, or at least be changed by the time the 2016 election rolls around.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Sherry in Fargo, listening on AM 1100. 1 minute for question and answer, and that's all we'll have time for, I think. Go ahead, Sherry.
Good morning.
Hi, Sherry.
I was watching C-SPAN 2 this morning, and the House of Representatives had just started their session. One of the representatives stood up and wanted to pass a bill to impeach Eric Holder. And I just wondering if you heard about it and what's your views on that.
Sure. So Eric Holder, the impeachment of Eric Holder gets brought up fairly regularly around here because he is one member of the administration. Some people think we'd at least have a shot at passing impeachment. Some would like us to impeach the president, but that's just obviously not going to happen. There aren't the votes there to do it. Eric Holder's already been held in contempt of Congress. It's been upheld by a federal court, as a matter of fact, and he continues to be the Attorney General of the United States. When it comes to the issues to choose to fight on, that one's probably not the highest priority just because of the resources required and unlikelihood of success.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I'd just as soon not get back in the doghouse with Jennifer here at MBI or Todd back at K-Fire and be, in the corner. So with my congressman, I promised a minute. You got a minute.
Sure. So our working group has been to Guatemala and the Honduras twice to see what's going on there related to this humanitarian crisis. And the consensus down there as well as in Congress is absolutely that we need to send our the children back as quickly as we can for a number of reasons. First of all, they want them back. Second of all, they were brought here under false pretense. Thirdly, we need to send a strong message to the to their parents and to others that the United States of America's borders are not open for anybody that wants to cross them illegally. And it's, you know, so we have to send that very strong message. Now, the president's supplemental request of about $4 billion asked for a lot of money. And it includes, by the way, things like playgrounds, coffee, subsidies for coffee farmers, lawyers for illegal aliens. It's all designed to keep them here. We're going to put together a package that's designed to send them home, not keep them here. And it puts a lot of money, first of all, into the hands of the Border Patrol and our National Guard to secure our border before anything else happens. And then a high priority to get these children back home to their families and to their countries where they, you know, where they need to be.
Bottom line, you got a minute. Bottom line, let your members of Congress know what you think about this.
Yes, please do. Absolutely.
It's a very crucial time. We'll do this all over again next Wednesday in an Obamacare question and a few others we didn't get to. Get them in early, always. Congressman Kramer, thanks for doing this.
Thank you for letting me. It's a great honor.
We appreciate it. Thanks to our friends at MBI Energy Services for having us today. See you tomorrow. I'm suspended, but Todd, at the fair, taking the vote on whether I'll be back Friday or not. Oh, I'm worried.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Hey, folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
to manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.